This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Hong Kong police made the first arrest Wednesday under the new national security law imposed by China's central government. A man and a woman holding Hong Kong independence signs were arrested in two separate incidents. And at least 70 people protesting were arrested after riot police fired a water cannon and pepper spray to break up a crowd. The protesters had gathered in the city's Causeway Bay, and police say they were charged with unlawful assembly and violation of the new national security law. The law took effect on the 23rd anniversary of Britain's handover of Hong Kong to Beijing. City authorities had banned the annual rally marking the anniversary, citing risks of the coronavirus pandemic. The new law, approved and signed by President Xi Jinping, calls for the central government to establish a national security office in Hong Kong aimed at confronting subversion of state power, terrorism, separatism, and collusion with foreign forces. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson responded Wednesday, saying China's new security law over Hong Kong violated the city's high degree of autonomy and threatened freedoms and rights protected by the 1984 Joint Declaration. He also said the UK has made clear that it will introduce a new route for those with British national overseas status to enter the country. The World Health Organization said Wednesday, nations who fail to use every mechanism available to combat the still raging new coronavirus will struggle to beat it. Right now, there are more than 10.5 million total confirmed cases worldwide, with nearly 2.7 million of them in the hardest hit country, the United States. More than 512,000 people around the world have died from COVID-19, nearly 128,000 of them in the United States. From Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization also warns Wednesday the Middle East was at a decisive moment in the fight against the new coronavirus, with cases surging as countries ease lockdown measures. The WHO's Middle East head said, quote, "We are at a critical threshold in our region," end quote. According to figures published by the Global Health Body on Wednesday, the 22 countries from Morocco to Pakistan had recorded 1,077,706 new coronavirus cases and 24,973 deaths. Wednesday is the start of the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, the new North American trade deal between the three countries. The USMCA is replacing the 26-year-old North American Free Trade Agreement. To mark the occasion, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says he will soon hold bilateral talks in Washington, D.C. with his counterpart, President Donald Trump. Trilateral matters that include Canada will be on the agenda for the talks that begin July 8th. U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he was never told about intelligence reports alleging Russia paid Taliban militants to kill U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan because many intelligence officials did not think Moscow paid such bounties. In an interview with Fox Business Network, Mr. Trump said, quote, "Many of the intelligence people didn't think it was something that even happened," adding, "This was something that never got presented to me because it didn't rise to that level," end quote. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien told White House reporters Wednesday the president now has been fully briefed on the alleged Russian plot. Russian election officials say the majority of voters have approved amendments to Russia's constitution. The changes would allow President Vladimir Putin to stay in power until 2036. Early results showed more than 70% of voters were in favor of the constitutional amendments. The seven-day balloting was tarnished by reports of pressure on voters, other irregularities, and concern that the early voting could not be monitored properly. One-off payments of $141 were transferred to those with children at Putin's order as people headed to polling stations. Voters have also been encouraged to vote with prize draws offering flats and an ad campaign highlighting other amendments with popular appeal. The game of cricket has lost one of its greatest batsman. Everton Weekes died Wednesday. He was also the last of a legendary trio of cricketing knights known as the Three W's, who oversaw the rise of the West Indies cricket after the Second World War. The numbers alone make impressive reading. In 48 tests, played between 1948 and 1958, Weekes scored 4,455 runs at an average of 58.61. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.